This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for my weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Mike Vieira. Mike's the Sitka High School career and technical education teacher, former activities director, and current tournament director for the state baseball tournament that's coming up. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on this morning, Brian.
So with the new turf field at Moeller Park, we garnered a state tournament here in Sitka. Tell us about how that happened.
This has been a long time in the works here to get this event here. Like any time a state tournament comes to Southeast Alaska, that's a really big deal. We've had the wrestling state tournament here and down in Ketchikan, and a long time ago we had the basketball tournament here. But it takes years and years, and it was never going to happen until this field came to fruition. In fact, I applied for the state tournament at one point about 4 years ago before the field was done, and was denied because they didn't think our facilities were going to be able to put on the event that they wanted. And so after all the hard work by you and Coach Conway and Mark Buggins and all the parents that were involved and Senator Stedman, once that field was completed, actually, the folks from Anchorage they pushed to have us host the state tournament. So it was neat to see that the baseball community from Anchorage come around us and realize everything that's happened and push for us to be able to host the state tournament down here. Right. It's June 4th through the 6th, so right. Thursday through Saturday.
Our region is, we think, has always some great baseball to be played here, don't you think?
Absolutely. They've been competitive in every state tournament since it started, I think, back in 2000. And we don't expect it to be anything different this year.
Okay, let's talk real quickly then about the state tournament itself, the logistics of it. I know we're going to have, what teams will participate, first of all?
You have three regions outside of Southeast. You have the up north region in Fairbanks. You have kind of your south central region with the Mat-Su and Kodiak, and then you have your Anchorage region. So each of those regions will send two teams down here, and we'll have six visiting teams from up north, and then the two teams from Southeast here in Sitka.
Right, and then all the games will be at the brand new, beautiful Moeller Field. And will it cost anybody to come to watch that?
That was one of our key negotiating points with ASAW to host this event. Is that just the way our field's set up? It's really hard to charge a gate. So we negotiated a sum that was generously given to us by a lot of sponsors, and it was neat to see some of the sponsors come out of the woodwork from the big projects going on in town that aren't necessarily local, that we didn't have to go back and tap our local sponsors again, even though we know they'd come together. But McMillan Engineering, CH2M Hill, which is a consulting firm working with the Indian River Water Project, Bernard Construction, Petro Marine, Westmark, they've all stepped up. Silver Bay, as always, stepped up to help make sure that nobody will have to pay to come watch the state tournament this year.
Right. Well, I know the field will be all polished up and ready to go, and hopefully we'll have big crowds there. You don't have to pay any money to come watch state baseball, high school state baseball here in Sitka, Alaska at Moeller Field. I know we'll have all the bells and whistles. We'll have music, PA announcers, good umpiring from our local fellas, and I'll probably bring in some people in on that too. So, we'll have the bleachers polished up for everybody too.
Yeah, and as any good baseball fan knows, once the games start to mean something, these are all the state tournament's a single elimination tournament, so there's a lot of pressure in those games, and they end up being really great competitive games because of that. So you're used to watching a lot of regular season baseball where you're just kind of playing. This is for reals now, so it's really fun to watch.
And we know that Sitka has a great history in the last decade of the state tournament. We were a three-time state champion in 2005, 6, and 7, and I think the legacy of that still lingers on with the current team, who is a good baseball team.
Absolutely. You see, some of these kids had brothers on that team, and you can see them on the wall of champions in those pictures as little kids, and they've had this dream their whole lives, so it'll be fun to see these guys get the chance at home.
Hope to see everybody out there. Mike, we have a few minutes left, and let's talk a little bit about what it takes to to put on these activities. Over the course of the year, I talk to music, drama, debate, all the sports, lots of great kids, lots of great involvement, coaches and the like. Why don't you speak to what it takes for these kids to get involved in these activities for Sitka High School and the other schools?
Yeah, to put on an event in Sitka like this, with any activity, is just a huge undertaking of manpower. And it really comes down to the parents, school officials, and coaches who are willing to put in all of the extra time. 95% of them aren't getting any compensation. And the logistics of it are you got to figure out housing, you've got to figure out transportation, you've got to man the concession stand, you've got to provide a hospitality room for all your coaches and officials who are working all weekend. You've got to have someone there to supervise all these kids. You've got to work on schedules. It's really daunting and exhausting to just even think about. But it's really fun to do this, and it was enjoyable to do that job for 6 years in a community like Sitka, where people just rise up to the challenge time and time again. And that's really the enjoyable part. I know if you talk to Andrew Frisky too over at Edgecombe, the really enjoyable parts of those jobs are getting to be out in the community and work with these parents and supportive people who come together to make sure that kids in Sitka have this opportunity. And it just makes this what a unique place to grow up and have a chance to do all these things. I think our kids are highlighted as well as any community in the nation in the activities that they do.
Right. It just wouldn't work without the parents, would it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's just it would fall flat on its feet. And right now, for this regional and state tournament, parents are putting together the concession stand, the hospitality room. They're going to be housing kids. I mean, we could not bid on hosting these events here in town if the parents weren't willing to rise up and make that happen.
And the school district doesn't have the money to fund everything that happens. I mean, the coaches sometimes get a stipend. Not all of them. Some of them do. How does that work?
Yeah, there's a coach's salary schedule, and I've tried to educate people that those salaries haven't changed for over almost 30 years now. I've gone back and done research, and there hasn't been any change. So it's really, I consider it all my coaches volunteers because of the amount they're getting paid, and many of them, like the baseball coaches, have never accepted their stipend. They've always turned that stipend right back over to the program. So you're in fact dealing with volunteers in all these programs, and they're doing it because of kids and because of just the activity they love.
Well, we thank you, Mike, for your 6 years of service as an activities director. I know there's a Scott McAdams worked this 1 year, and he's moving on to Juneau, and there's someone else coming in this year. Do we know who's going to be the new activities director this?
Yeah, we've hired Ludell Goldsberry, and his name's familiar. He was the assistant residential dorm principal over at Matt Edgecombe for a few years. He moved back to Nome last year, and he's going to come back this year. Going to come in and has a lot of experience with Region 5 and sports and activities.
This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.